Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are back from vacation. Thanks for waiting for us. It's really nice to be here, and our big surprise today for everybody who loves The Secret Show is that it's on 5 days a week now. Woo! But here's the deal. It's on at 10, so we're streaming it at 10 o'clock in the morning, every morning, Monday through Friday. You can catch The Secret Show, so if you can stick some headphones on, obviously that's not safe for work and what have you, if you can make that appointment. And then it'll drop, all 5 days will drop as podcasts on Friday, so you got to wait for it, but if you can join us for the stream. We'll meet you at on the Odyssey app. Just type in Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show.
It's a test, and we hope that you can make it work for us.
We hope you pass the test.
we are...
Testing. One, two. Is this thing on?
We are not entirely in charge of how this has been put together. We are little teammates.
Good little doobies.
Yep.
Well, what would you like? Sure, we'll try that. Sure, why not test once with our show?
Incredible, guys.
Oh, my God, I know. Well, if the work that's gone into it is any indication, it is going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll just hope we can, you know, deliver some fantastic, dirty content. It's not for prudes. Not for prudes, everybody. There you go. Secret Show, 5 days a week.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is helping to revitalize downtown Fremont by building a new headquarters at the corner of Fremont Boulevard and Capitol Ave. It'll be a sleek, modern building with additional commercial businesses and housing. Mm. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com.
That's great.
I wanted to mention something real quick. I told you guys that I watched Luca already. And I absolutely loved it. The message of friendship that is in the movie is just one of those things that, I mean, at the end, I was just bawling. I'm just pathetic. But part of the reason that touched me, and I do sort of say this for a reason, on my vacation, and, you know, look, I started to pursue this radio thing and dropped, and everything kind of fell away. And I stopped basically surfing, and I often canceled events with my friends, and it's just what it took. And so I haven't been around my friends that I grew up with much through the last 30 years, but here I am coming to town over our vacation, and I didn't want to burden anyone, and I don't want to bother anyone. And my buddy puts out the word, and all my friends rallied and came and saw me.
Oh,
and
my
it was
God,
so
that's
freaking
so fun.
Cool to have that kind of show up.
Yeah,
you know, turn out,
response,
show up,
right.
Support, kind of. It was so great, and I was even like, "Oh, you guys, you know, you don't have to do that." And they're like, "No, we're coming.
We want to, fool."
Right, and it
we
just
love
felt
you.
Great.
We missed you.
Yeah,
oh,
and it's
I'll
one
bet.
Of those things where you go, "Oh yeah, I love my friends, and they love me, and I don't know why I get so far away from that sometimes with all my." Busy and this and that. So
how funny that the whole network, they put out the word and boom.
It was cool. Yeah. So one of the mornings, two of my friends came and we got to go surfing together and we're in the water just like kids again, you know, just cheering each other on and talking. And then someone goes, oh, I got to go get that. I'll be back. And like, just great. Just super fun. So anyway, that's just something I wanted to mention. It's the spirit of Luca is that friendship, those bonds you make that just, they're there for life.
Yep.
It's pretty
You don't
neat.
Have to talk to him every day. You pick it right back up no matter how much time has gone by.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, so let me get to some of these news stories now. So most of this stuff, I don't know. I'll run this by you and tell me what you think. You just flew to Florida?
Yes.
Not Miami, though.
We flew into Miami.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes. We flew out home via Fort Lauderdale, but into Miami, rented a car.
And you said it's all masks the whole way through the airport and on the plane and through the airport upon arrival, all masks.
Everybody, it was, okay, yes.
Good. Yeah. This story's about as we open back up, which California is back open for business, everyone. So it's a good time. I know it's Prime Day. The timing's terrible, but it's a good time to go shop locally as these businesses.
Definitely.
If they survived the pandemic, they need you. Yep. And they need your money. Anyway, as the world opens back up, if it's making you nervous, and it has made me nervous, there were some times on my trip where I thought, I'm getting my mask. I want to wear my mask right now. I know I don't have to. I'm vaccinated, but I want to wear it anyway.
Yeah.
A psychiatrist in Florida has come up with a term called cave syndrome. And he says, it's not an official diagnosis, but he says he's using it more and more because so many patients are anxious around being around people again. Yep. They find themselves as they're being brought back to work, brought back to stores where some people don't have masks on, trying to go out and just have some fun and finding stress in that didn't used to be there about this. He says the best way to deal with it is to be mindful about specific things that are making you nervous and to think about all the reasons you loved going out before the pandemic, like concerts and dinner with friends. Other experts are saying they don't like the term. They feel like, yes, it's normal to be nervous or slightly stressed after something like a pandemic.
Right.
But they don't want anyone to feel like they're now... they have a disorder,
right?
Or that they have a syndrome now.
Calling it cave syndrome is like putting you in a diagnosed group.
Right. And they're saying, look, a little anxiety after a traumatic event is totally normal.
Sure.
But you'll breathe through this and you'll be fine. So don't let that keep you from, as we reopen, doing things.
And look, like you just said, have a mask on you. Tell the safety mask. And if you're feeling it, just throw the mask on. If you've been vaccinated and it's going to take some getting used to. There's no question.
I'm not playing with
that. I'm watching people go through it.
I've been vaccinated. I've been into a bunch of stores. I was out on vacation. Every place I went into, I put on my mask and I didn't bother with whether or not I'm going to explain that
Right.
I'm just wearing my mask and I'm going to get my pancakes. And then I'm going to run back to my RV with my extra butters and extra syrup and eat like a pig. That's what I'm doing.
Nice.
And I'm not going to get
that, but it's just too hot in Florida. I was I'm melting. No, I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to get in a fist fight over whether or not I should have had my mask on or whatever.
Right.
Okay. Dating apps.
Yes. What about them?
Sarah, you on Tinder?
I'm not, Vinny. Should I get Me on neither. Tinder? You think I should be on there?
Maybe you should. It might be a good, you know.
No, I'm sure John would love it. We would look at people together. Is that a good guy for me? What do you think?
He would help you with that, huh?
Well,
anyway, they say here,
help each other.
A lot of people on dating apps, unfortunately, run into their exes or their coworkers.
Oh.
And so it creates a situation where now you're on Tinder. And Frank in HR is like, hey, there's Coco.
My roommate, actually. That's so funny because she took a screenshot of her ex's profile. And it was the gym selfie and he's all flexing. And she's like, I cannot believe I dated this guy. It literally happened over the weekend. I was cracking up.
Is there a lot of information about the person on there? Like, do they answer a whole questionnaire and then all this info's up?
No, it's usually just like your name.
This little profile.
Your first name.
Your interests and stuff.
Yeah. Like. Your first name, your age, and then like a bio about what you're interested in that you type up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it could just be three letters, D, DTF, or it could be a whole
sure.
Not I here like for anything
long
serious.
Long walks on the beach. Right. Yeah. I love puppies.
Or the most common one. Let's try this again.
Oh,
that's like in the bio. Just there's nothing else. Just I guess we'll try this again.
Mm. All right. Well, a recent survey found that it happens a lot. A lot of online daters run into exes.
People we know.
Family members.
Oh, yuck.
And coworkers.
Ugh.
So this new feature Tinder is adding. This is on Tinder, but I would bet they'll all jump on it as soon as they realize that it's useful. Tinder is adding a new block contacts option that lets you avoid people you know in real life. You just have to let the app access your contacts on your phone, and it'll make sure those people do not show up in your feed.
And that you don't show up in theirs.
Right. And they won't see you either.
That is very helpful.
They also
say they've signed up with something that, you know, usually people have throwaway accounts for that stuff.
Oh,
I
they have
think.
Fake names like Harvey.
I don't even know if it's fake, but they come up with an email that's just for that, and it might not necessarily
got it
be something you.
Yeah, I don't know about
folder.
That. But they say, and you don't even have to block all your contacts. You can choose which ones to block. So if you want Frank in HR, Coco to hit
Frank.
You up, you can leave him clear.
Okay.
Of a block, and there's a good chance.
That's interesting because I didn't think that the dating apps will sync up your contacts. I didn't think that would be a thing.
You have to,
you have to let them.
Right? Oh.
But you,
starting with Tinder.
But you wouldn't want that to begin with. Well, weird.
Don't ask me. I don't know the mysteries of the
I don't know about it myself either, but.
It's weird to give. It's like Ashley Madison wants access to all your content. Well, you have not got a good track record there, Ashley. So I'm not letting that happen. But Tinder,
well, wait
sure.
a minute. Let's think about it. Don't the people that would show up in your feed partially by proximity, right? And then
know.
Is there something else? How are people showing up in your feed? You must have sort of given some
parameters. On the dating apps?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's by location.
Right.
So, but it's like in proximity to location. Like if they have the app, then somehow your phone knows this person has it. Like, I don't know. Because I went to like the food trucks over the weekend and my friend's on Hinge. And she's like, oh, I should look because it's a new location. So there might be more people, especially in San Francisco.
Oh, your friend's on the hunt, is she?
Oh, wow. Yeah. New look. Oh. I've been through all the old people. You know,
it's like Pokemon. Got to catch them all.
You got to catch
them like,
all.
Yeah, no, it's like that. I was so invested in it for her.
Well, that's the newest feature on Tinder. You can block your contacts so that you don't have people you know seeing that you're on the prowl. Or available, or whatever term you want to use for your horniness. I mean, your...
Get him, tiger.
Whatever.
Horniness.
I give up. I don't know how to word this stuff. Right before the pandemic hit last March, a 66-year-old guy in England named Colin Kane called in sick to work. Then he got fired for when he was caught hanging out in a bar. Apparently, he's a heavy smoker and has a lung condition, and when his boss called him on Monday, he said he had to stay in bed all day. Oh. And then someone spotted him at a bar drinking beer and smoking while he was still out sick on Tuesday.
Oh.
They fired him for it, but then he sued for wrongful termination. It's my sick day.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell me what I do with it.
And
a judge ruled that he shouldn't have been fired. The company's handbook doesn't specifically say that he can't be out socializing when he's on a sick day.
Right.
He's due back in court soon when they'll decide how much money the company has to pay him for wrongful termination.
That doesn't seem right. You're just ditching. You're getting paid for a sick day. You know that you need to be sick.
I don't know.
You? I mean, sometimes people take a personal day, but I don't know. That just seems wrong. It seems wrong that he should win that.
Yeah, but there are different kinds of sickness, right?
Yeah, I suppose he is. You know, he'd be like, listen, man, I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, he needed to be in the bar? Is that what you mean? Right.
I'm an alcoholic. Exactly. I needed medicine. I had to go get medicine at the bar.
Right.
Obviously.
Here's one that many of us will understand, although I'm curious if what you'll say about this, Sarah.
All right, let's hear it.
So the pandemic has really stressed out a lot of us, which is understandable, and it's changed our daily lives in almost every way.
Mm-hmm.
Not just here, not just statewide, not nationwide, but worldwide, everywhere, people are dealing with changes to their daily life thanks to this sickness. According to a new survey, half of Americans say that the pandemic has been so stressful, they worry they'll never fully be able to come down from it.
Oh, you will though, right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna...
Well, look, think about... Just think about the relationships that ended because of the stress added by the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And that's what one of the things that comes out of this, they say...
People divorced over it.
The average person has snapped at a loved one once a week for almost no reason, thanks to the extra stress they've felt lately.
Well, I do that all the time anyway.
Seriously, though.
Sounds about right.
I'm a snapper.
Are you?
No, I was snapping at Bryn yesterday.
She just snaps. I mean.
But I'm what about snapping. You and John?
Yeah, we snap at each other. You know, we're a married couple. We've been married 25 years or whatever, 28 years, something. I can't count it anymore.
You know what's weird?
Yeah, what?
So if you snap at him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think it's over and start packing his things?
No. He snaps back weird. or he goes, rude.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to snap.
Sarah. Yeah. Sarah. That's what he always
says. I have a tendency to think like, oh, well, it was a good run while it lasted.
Run,
and then I start thinking
out.
About what
yeah,
I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, you and I would have been over a long time ago because I snap all the time. I'm just snappy. But even like, you know, I don't even realize I'm yelling. What are you yelling for? Oh, am I? Sorry.
Oh, really?
That. Sure. You know, listen, you've heard my voice.
I know, but I'm just,
I don't even realize I'm doing it. You know, John
but
just
you
goes,
guys have also made it 30 years, right?
Yeah.
What are you at, 28, 29?
We've been together since 89, but we've been married since 93.
All right. Well,
I don't know
do
what
that
we just had our anniversary. I think it must be 28, right?
Yeah, 28. Doesn't
that seem I thought it was 28, but that's 28.
Well, you got married in 93?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do the math.
Yeah, it's 28.
Math is hard. Just don't. Yeah. It's Monday,
guys.
You guys.
All right.
28, because I'm 26, so yeah, 28.
Yeah.
Right.
You could have been our baby when we were 2 years married.
I could have. That would have been fun.
Oh, honey.
Yeah,
mommy,
I feel like well, we're ruined. This is bad news. All right. Mm. Well, that's and
don't
this.
You guys
so
ever bicker?
What?
Don't you the two of you never bicker?
Well, no, that's the point. When we do, I figure
oh
well,
you're like,
that's
oh,
over.
I guess it's over.
Oh, all right. Well,
good run.
I'll get out of here.
Good run, solid run, two kids.
Right.
Marriage, home. All
and
right,
then she has a tendency to be like, what is wrong with you? You're making it worse with this whole like, oh, well, that's it. Like, there's no, that's it. Stop it.
There's no, that's it. We're in a little deep for that's it.
Stop that.
That's it was in the first 6 months. There is
unpack
no that's it anymore.
Man.
Yeah.
Unpack that suitcase.
Well, I always leave it packed. I just leave it here by the door. It seems like I'm going to get snapped at and have to leave any minute now.
On average, people say, thanks to the pandemic, they'd need 10 days in their ideal location to come out of the stress they've felt over the last year. I can tell you an RV trip will not leave you feeling
fun,
clear.
Though. Fun.
Fun. But there's work
stressful.
Involved in driving long distances with little kids.
Yeah.
Still
and poo
stressful.
Involved. Where did you, how often and where did you have to go to dump the poo?
Oh, we didn't have, no, that was when we parked at the RV location where we went in Oceanside, California, down
yeah,
south.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was all hooked up and
all
it dumped straight into
thing.
The
yeah.
thing.
Oh, nice. That you got
sense.
One of the, like, you got a full hookup then.
So now
a
when.
A full hookup. So you're saying it's replacing the water that you use and it's taking the waste that you produce.
And,
yes.
And electricity.
Oh, that's nice.
But
oh.
like, here's the thing. There was this, there's this black tube that comes out
yep.
of the RV, right, Coco?
Yeah, yeah.
She's
right.
nodding her head.
Yeah.
So that comes out, and now it's time to go. And so I go over to the tube, and I lift it, and there's some heft to it.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, huh. So I start at the top, and
yes,
I start
sure.
bringing it down.
You gotta feed it.
Let's and I had that, to yeah. fully oh, empty that it. Thing and make sure that the yeah.
Was there bathrooms at your campsite? Like,
yes.
Okay, because our rule was you can go number one, but you can't go number two in the RV because yeah. it was just easier. So if you
and
go
showering
number,
too, like yeah. We were never allowed to shower in the RV.
Yeah,
we could
same.
Only
now my parents
one.
Do it, but back in the day,
well, it's just them, you know.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't right. you shower in the RV? I don't.
Use up all too much water.
Yeah, it's too much water, and it's like this big. Back in the day, it was.
No,
like,
that's for sure.
It was a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
You know
you
what's
can get a
funny?
Master bathroom in there.
Whoever yeah. used the RV before us, they switched
yeah,
that
there it
tube.
Is.
That's the cockatube. Right there.
It's like a cockatoo, but it's a cockatoo.
Right. Someone took the cold and the hot knobs off and switched them. And so I'm in there in the cold, freezing cold water. Like, I mean, just
come on, Adele.
Going, all right, when's this thing going to heat up? I don't get it. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, God, RVs are weird. They put the hot and cold water on different sides. That's so stupid. And I'm freezing. And then I realize, wait a minute. And I turn it off and I turn the other one and the water starts to warm up and then I pull the knob and it comes right off like
somebody's sons. Hilarious.
You got, whoever you are, you got me.
Oh, I love this trip.
Oh, do you?
I,
you
I really that's... feel like we're going to be able to mine for ore in this trip for quite a while.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad
little,
you're
little
happy
bits.
About
I love
that.
The cockatoo story.
It's so gross, dude. I mean, I'm like going, okay, this is running down the tube now as I lit. Anyway, you don't need more details. What's our time?
It's
oh, I am really late.
Too.
I got to go. Oh,
all
wait,
right, we'll
how
right
do we
back.
Say goodbye now?
We say we'll be back next hour. We'll be replaying something from the 6 o'clock hour, and but we will be here to say goodbye. And then at 10 o'clock, the Secret Show streams. Did I get it all right?
Yeah,
did
it's
I,
all right.
Did I win the test?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good job.
Right.
Bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.